Hi Felix. For this particular session, what I want to do is to concentrate on helping you relax, reducing any amounts of worry that might be increasing your emotional state, and also, so reduce stress, reduce worry, bring down a bit of that anxiety, and then gear your mind towards success, so you can approach any situation without having an emotional overwhelm. Even if you don't know where that emotional overwhelm is coming from, you can calm yourself down and gear your mind back into success. So that's the state of play. So if you want to get yourself into a nice, calm, comfortable position, have a shuffle around to get into the most comfy position you can. I'll give it a few seconds while you shuffle around, and then we'll begin. Okay, so if you're in a calm, comfortable position, shuffled around, I'd like you to begin by closing those eyes down. And I want you to relax all the muscles in your head, in your forehead, your eyes, those eyelids, your cheeks, your mouth, even your jaw. Let them all relax. Relax all those muscles in your head. And while you're thinking about relaxing all the muscles in your head, I want you to begin to think about relaxing all the muscles in your neck and shoulders. That's right. Relax all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders. And while you're thinking about relaxing all of those muscles in your neck and shoulders, notice how your arms are also becoming more and more relaxed. Now pay attention to your body and realize how your head, neck, and shoulders have begun to relax even more now that you're relaxing those arms all the way down to the fingertips. And while you're thinking about relaxing those arms more and more, just think about how relaxed your chest and stomach are becoming. Allow your chest and stomach to relax too, to just let go, to get rid of any tension that might be in those areas, while your arms are relaxing and becoming even heavier. And while you're allowing your arms to become free from stress and tension, think about removing the tension from the rest of your entire body. In fact, feel that relaxation moving its way downwards. And with every breath you take, allow that relaxation to grow more and more comfortable as it goes down through your stomach, past your hips, down through your thigh muscles, all the way down past your knees, through your legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Just relaxing more and more. And you can feel that whole relaxation once again, moving downwards, starting right at the top of your head and moving down, down through your head, down through that neck, down through the back, down those arms, down past your hips. And while you continue to feel that relaxation going down through your hips, realize even more now how any stress, any tension, any negativity and worry and upset, that's also moving out now, down and out of your legs, through your feet, down right through the tips of your toes, just everything totally relaxed, completely at ease. And take a moment just to notice how relaxed you feel right now. How entirely relaxed you feel. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just time to relax. and to soak in even more of that relaxation, and let that relaxation set in your body. Because you know that worrying stops relaxation. Worrying sometimes has a purpose, but it's often overused. Worrying might be helpful if it helps you to solve a problem. As an example, if you see a little puppy playing too close to a busy street, you might decide to move him away. This worry should result in a problem solving. But when you worry about things that have not even happened yet, worrying about things that might happen in the future or might not happen in the future, then you're abusing the purpose of that worry. And you're doing it to a self-destructive degree. So now on, you no longer need to worry about the things that you absolutely cannot change. And if you can change something, if you can change something that you might be worrying about, then do it. Change it. As soon as possible, step into action and change it. Letting time pass, what we call procrastination, sitting back and doing nothing, that actually encourages worry. So from now on, you don't sit back. If you see something you can change, you go ahead and attempt to change it. If you're worrying about something that you absolutely cannot change, then we need to accept that you can't change that situation. You need to move on, as worry would simply be a waste of your time and energy. And you now want to keep that time and energy for more constructive things, to change whatever you can change. And now that you've stopped worrying, you notice that you can feel better. Every single day you can feel better because you're achieving your goals by taking action and not worrying. You can feel good about yourself and the future. And you can think about the best outcomes of every situation. How can this situation go right? And how's it going to feel when it goes right? And how enjoyable it will be to be able to relax. Without knowing exactly how things are going to turn out, but enjoying them anyway. Because you can now convince yourself that whatever happens, you're big, brave, and strong, and you can handle it. And if you can change something, you go ahead and change it. And this makes life fun again, enjoyable again. And you can discover that you can still be cautious about things. You don't need to do anything dangerous. You can still step back, observe the situation, be cautious, and think about how you can change it. I want you to actually think of a time when you were worried about something or stressed about something, a time when something, maybe even recently, made you feel a bit emotional. Something particular might have triggered the situation, or you might just have felt emotions bubbling up inside you. Think of the most recent time that that happened to you. And I want you to think right now. Think about if worrying actually helped you in that situation. Or did it make the situation worse and even more emotional? Or did it do no job whatsoever? I think you'll find that worrying did either nothing at all to help the situation, or most likely probably made the situation feel worse. Handling stressful or worrying situations, it requires a clear, relaxed mind. The type of mind that you have right now, while you're relaxing there, listening to me. Therefore, I'm going to give you access to this calm relaxation anytime you want. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to do a small task for me, and you can do it while remaining totally relaxed. So here we go. With your right hand, staying nice and relaxed, your right hand, I want you to touch the tips of your thumb and your first finger. Perhaps even your thumb and the first and second finger together. On that right hand, touch the tips of your first and second finger and thumb together. And then just slowly rub them together. And keep rubbing them. Just the tips of those fingers, while staying completely relaxed. And while you're doing this, I want you to be absolutely aware of this incredible relaxation that you're feeling in your body and in your mind right now. There is no worry. There is no stress. There's no fear or anxiety right here at all. Just you and relaxation. And I want you to link that feeling that you're feeling in those fingertips. Link that feeling in your hand to the feeling in your mind right now. Completely relaxed. Because after we awaken from this relaxation, and when you're out and about in daily life, whenever something feels stressful or worrisome, whenever something like that happens to you or around you, you can do this little exercise without anyone else knowing. And even though you'll remain wide awake and alert in the situation, this motion in those fingertips will instantly bring back that incredible mental calm feeling that you're experiencing right now. All the stress, the worry, and the fear in that moment will disappear. You might even be able to laugh about it because you'll feel calm, relaxed, with a clear mind, and not worried, and not stressed. And then if you wish, you'll be able to let that stress go forever. Almost like an incredible magic power in the tips of your fingers now that will allow you to manage stress, and fear, and that worry, and that emotion at any time. I want you to think of the following words, and imagine that you're saying them to yourself. I am successful. I'm thankful for my success. I'm positive-minded. And I affect all of those people around me in positive ways. I'm happy. I can smile often. And every morning, I can begin my day peacefully, happily, with a smile. Noticing the people around me who love me. And I can greet people with a smile, with enthusiasm and interest. And I can encourage and inspire other people. Little things don't bother me or affect me anymore. I handle them. And if I can change something, I change it. I don't allow outside influences to affect me negatively. I feel positive at all times, in control of what I think and what I do. And I can focus on good thoughts and simply brush away those negatives, filling my mind with good thoughts, good feelings, and solutions. And that helps me to feel happy. I don't need to worry. I don't need to panic. Or have fear as a result of situations in my life. I realize that things are as they are. Situations unfold, things happen. Not to hurt me, not to punish me, but things just happen. And I now realize that, and I can accept things as they come. And if I can change it, I will. I practice awareness. Being aware and open to my surroundings, noticing things, observing things. And I'm aware of opportunities as they arise. And I can welcome success with joy, with open arms, because things are going my way. And good things have a way of finding me. And I now attract positive people with my positive energy. I enjoy and I'm comfortable being around positive people as often as possible. I'm kind of like a positive magnet that keeps attracting good and success to me. I now act and think as someone who is already successful. No worry, no stress, just positivity. It's my right to be successful. I've earned it and this is my time. So it's okay to prepare for success. I am physically strong and emotionally brave. And I can walk with my head held high, proud of who I am. And it's natural for me to feel good now. Natural for me to be healthy and strong and fit, with a keen mind, a creative mind, an adventurous mind. Even my memory continually improves and is now open to new experiences as I learn more every single day. And keeping all of those ideas and thoughts and suggestions in mind and allowing them to grow stronger and stronger every single moment of every day, while keeping calm and relaxed, I'm gonna now count to five. And at the count of five, you can open up those eyes feeling wonderful in every way. Kind of like as if you've had a full night's sleep and just woken up refreshed in the morning. So let's start with one. Slowly and calmly starting to emerge from this relaxation. Two, feeling wonderful in every way. Three, your mind becoming clear and alert as if you've had a full night's sleep. And four, your eyes may be starting to open. And five, eyes fully open, fully awake, feeling great. Welcome back.